This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's an infrastructure story wrapped in a climate change story inside the most economically critical city in this country. The New York City subway is 100 years old. More than 3 million people ride it every day, many of them to work. It is also, more and more frequently, flooding. And not just a little bit because of extreme rainfall, which is becoming more common as the planet gets hotter. Last month, the remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia dropped inches per hour of rain, several inches per hour in some parts of the city, which, if you happened to have seen some of the video, you know did not go well in the New York City subway. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
At one point during that storm in late September, every single subway line in the city was either fully or partially suspended or running with delays. Videos of water pouring down subway steps and through vents onto platforms and into tunnels flooded social media. People were stranded underground and above ground. It was a mess. It was also deja vu all over again.
We design our sewers to absorb a rainfall of 1.75 inches per hour.
Rohit Agarwal is New York City's chief climate officer and commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection, which is in charge of the sewers.
And until 2021, that was a pretty conservative number.
It's not anymore. Since 2021, several storms have dumped more rain than that in an hour and overwhelmed the sewer system. When that happens, the water flows down into any other openings it can find, including the subway, which, of course, is mostly underground.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Some of what needs to be done to prevent rain from flooding the subway are huge infrastructure projects that will take years and cost billions. But there are smaller things that can make a difference in the meantime.
All right, so we're at Chambers Street Station at West Broadway on the 1, 2, and 3 trains.
Eric Wilson works on climate resilience and sustainability planning at the MTA, which runs the subway. He's brought me to this particular station in downtown Manhattan because it flooded in a rainstorm back in 2007, but not in this last storm we had, and he wants to show me why.
So let's go up to the surface and I'll show you some stormwater protection.
First up, elevated vents on the sidewalk. Unlike most of the metal grates you see all over the city that allow airflow into the subway, these vents are not flush with the sidewalk. They're raised a few inches.
What they're designed to do is to prevent stormwater that overtops this curb from penetrating down into the vents.
Looking at them, it doesn't seem like just a few inches would make much of a difference. But Wilson says it does. So does raising station entrances.
Let's go look.
Yeah, let's go take a look. So we'll see a relatively small step.
At this entrance to the Chambers Street station, instead of just walking off the sidewalk straight down the stairs, you step up from the sidewalk first.
This one is just a couple of inches. It's to prevent stormwater from, you know, just flowing directly down into the stairs.
Halfway down the block, Wilson points out one more thing. In the street, the curb is much deeper by the storm drain, or catch basin, and the road itself is angled to funnel rainwater toward the drain.
All these kinds of very nuanced things that you might not notice are actually really critical to keep stormwater from entering the subway station.
So is keeping catch basins clear of trash and leaves, he says, something the city's been pushing in a big way.
That is likely to be good enough for the places that we affected by flood accumulations of, say, 4 inches or 5 inches.
But Marcel Negret at the nonprofit Regional Plan Association says for other stations, like ones that are downslope,
where you would see deeper levels of flooding, you probably need something else.
Since the 2007 storm that flooded the Chambers Street station, the MTA has spent $64 million to mitigate flash flooding in the subway. The current capital plan includes $75 million more for stormwater mitigation and additional funding for related projects like wells and pumping infrastructure. But it's not just up to the MTA. The city also needs a lot more permeable surfaces above ground. More gardens, parks, buildings, and roads that can absorb water before it gets to the sewer or the subway. Rohit Agarwal, the city's chief climate officer, says that work is happening. But it's going to take time. There's no way around it.
I think New Yorkers have this tendency to assume that when it rains, no matter how hard it rains, everything should work normally. There shouldn't be any flooding in the street. All the trains should run.
But he says that's not the world we live in anymore. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.